Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. Oh, yes. Many needs out there. That is for sure. And yes, we'll believe God for the answers that are yet needed. Praise the Lord. I know I was so glad to hear that Sharon's father-in-law made it home from the hospital. And that was quite a severe thing there. But praise the Lord, God is so good, and I know there are many needs, just all the time, you know, part of this world, part of this life, and oh my, there's a reason behind it. I know we need a lot of reminders in this world. There are moments that the Lord has to get our attention, and sometimes, oh my, it's not a very easy way in our thinking, but praise God, He knows what we need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray as we begin here tonight and ask God to have His way. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank You, Lord, for Thy goodnesses, Thy mercies, Thy compassions. Oh, Lord, oh, God, You brought us up out of a miry clay, Lord. Oh, Lord, we were all out there lost and without God, without hope in this world. And, Lord, somehow You reached down to save our souls. And we are so grateful. We are so thankful. God, we could never appreciate it enough, Lord, so great salvation as Thou hast wrought. And I pray that You will talk to us tonight, Lord. I pray, O Lord, O God, that Your word would have free course. O Lord Jesus, for You know, as human beings, we are subject, O Lord, to many things of this world, O Lord, that come along to hinder and sometimes, O God, to help us. But, O God, they're pretty tough to go through, Lord. And I pray, O Lord, that You would give us greater understanding, O God, a greater word here to know and understand that, O Lord, You are with us throughout all those struggles. Lord, You have a way, O God. O God, You are doing something that we can't always understand, or, O God, or even connect to at the moment. But, O Lord Jesus, we want You to have Your way, Lord. We want You to teach us. We want You to show us. We want You to guide us. Oh God, I pray that You would do a work, Lord, that You would help Your people, Lord. So many needs out there, Lord, but I pray that You would touch, Lord. I pray that You would talk to Sharon's dad, oh God, in a way that he can understand, Lord. Oh God, that he would see, oh God, His great deed to come to Thee and repent and turn his life over to You. Oh God, You know what this delay is all about, Lord. We do give it to You in Jesus' name. Oh God, we do thank You, Lord, that we can come to Thee, Lord, that we can bring our petitions, that we can bring our requests to Thy throne, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we could do nothing without You, Lord. Help Your people, Lord. You know every need, oh God, even among us here tonight. Oh Lord Jesus, and I pray, oh God, that You would do a work in each and every heart, Lord, that You put faith in us. Oh God, that, oh Lord, oh God, You'd help us to see Thy goodness and Thy mercy, Lord. Oh Jesus, in Your precious saving name, by the power of the blood, Lord. Thank You, God. Have Your way, Lord Jesus. Give me the words, the ability, the authority, and the anointing. Oh Jesus, in Your precious saving name, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise be to our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to call this message, Beware That You Forget Not. Beware that you forget not. Praise the Lord. And you know, it's human tendencies, and sometimes, oh my, it just seems like, you know, it was something that we even had on our mind and we're thinking about, and all at once it's forgotten, and something intervenes in our life, or somehow we get distracted, we get hindered, and all at once we forget. But there are some things we must not forget. And that is the goodness of the Lord in his great mercy toward us. And oh yes, how he reached down to save us from our sins. And we must never forget the need to stay close to him and to live in his presence. Oh yes, to have that oil in our lamps. Amen. And we must never forget that. Because we know that he's going to come in a time when many people think not. They're not aware when, you know, their minds are in other places and, oh, they are doing other things rather than tending to the things of God. And, oh, my, it's going to be so sad. You can imagine, you know, for individuals who have had a walk with the Lord, who have known the Lord, but then, you know, they just got so involved with living or whatever all became into their, whatever came into their lives that, you know, they just sort of slacked off and began to forget. And, you know, that is a tragedy. It really is. I know when people backslide, it usually isn't a planned thing, you know. You know, it's not usually, you know, a Christian's, you know, desire that, you know, they're going to just slide backwards and, you know, forget the Lord. But the devil is sly. And, you know, I'm just so sorry to have to report that, you know, I've seen people that, you know, you never dreamed were going to give up and look the other way and who just, you know, just got negligent. Just got forgetful, started doing other things, and, you know, got involved, even sometimes with a job that distracted and took them away. And you know, pretty soon, you know, they weren't coming to church. And maybe for a while they showed up maybe, you know, every month or every couple of months or a few times a year. So it was sort of there in their hearts yet. But, you know, gradually, if you don't listen to the Holy Ghost talking to your heart, you know, if you don't mind the Word of God and you just let everything slide, oh, wow, you can easily get into a pattern where it's not longer something that you do. It's, you know, it's forgotten. It's, you know, and you've just got on another path and just kind of forgot about that which mattered most. But by the grace of God, we will not do that. Amen, amen, amen. Because yes, we know it's going to matter so, so much when we stand before God that our hearts are right and that we have lived that life that is pleasing in his sight and that we have borne fruit. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, we want that to be our goal. We want that to be in the center of our focus as we walk this earth. Amen. Praise the Lord, because yes, for sure we don't want to forget the needful things. Oh yes, the things, oh, that really matter in this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to John chapter 15 to begin here tonight. Amen. John chapter 15. Praise the Lord. And of course, these are Jesus' words. He's on the way to Gethsemane, and you know, I know he is trying to state to his beloved disciples, those that were with him at this moment, the things that they would need to remember. He knew what was forthcoming. He knew what would happen at Gethsemane. He knew the rest of the story, and oh yes, he was well aware that his disciples needed reminders. Amen. But let's go and read what Jesus was recording here, the 15th chapter of John. Praise the Lord, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And as I was reading this today, you know, I started to think, wow, have we ever wondered why we are going through certain trials? But here, it tells of two possibilities here. A branch that does not bear any fruit at all, that is taken away. And as we read more in this chapter, we realize is disposed of, is burnt. And on the other hand, every branch that is bearing fruit, and you know, that sounds good, and that is good, that is positive, but it tells us here that he purgeth it. And that is so interesting. I never quite saw that exactly until today. And so those that are bearing fruit and doing well in that sense, there's going to be yet some purging. And we could think of purging to mean that it would rid of all those impurities and anything that's foreign or undesirable, something that displeases the Lord. Some tendency, some habit, or whatever all that yet might be a part of us, but it needs to go. And so it's told us here that it's one way or the other, but there's a good reason that the Lord would purge us. It tells us, as this verse ends, that it may bring forth more fruit. And praise the Lord, as I read this portion of scripture, I realize how important it is to bear fruit, good fruit, that is, for the cause of the kingdom of God. And so Jesus, there he's talking, and he's telling them in verse 3, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." So, you know, these weren't strange people that had no knowledge or didn't have a love for the Lord. No, so he's talking to those that, you know, have been very close to him and truly do love him and care. But, oh, yes, he tells them in verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me." So, oh my, if you cut yourself off from the family of Christ, then you certainly are not abiding in Jesus Christ. You're not living in Jesus Christ. You're not connected to Jesus Christ. You're not connected, oh yes, to that tree. To that, oh yes, that which needs to be connected. Amen. Praise the Amen. Lord. Amen. So it tells us, Jesus is explaining a little bit more. He says, "I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." And oh, yes, this is such an important detail. And it does seem like it's a hard one for people to grasp in reality. But oh my, it seems like it takes a while for us to grasp the very detail here that, you know, we need Jesus. And without him, we literally can do nothing. He's the one that gives us strength. Oh yes, he is the one that gives us ability. Oh, he is the one that we put our trust in, and we need that connection. Oh my, if we're disconnected from the vine, Christ Jesus, then, oh my, we are isolated. We are no longer connected. So yes, it tells us very clearly that he that abideth in me and I in him. And yes, it goes both ways, doesn't it? And praise the Lord if that is the case, if we're living in Jesus Christ. It says the saying bringeth forth much fruit. Praise the Lord. That's a given that, you know, if we're really connected to the vine, Christ Jesus, if we're really living in him, in his word, then our lives are going to bring forth fruit, good fruit. Amen. And then, yes, that detail again, for without me ye can do nothing. And then there's more explaining. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire. They are burned. In other words, that isolated branch there on the ground is worthless. It has no value. And oh yes, so at the appointed time, you know, somebody's going to come and gather that branch and it's going to be burned. Oh my, yes, how we need to give it all to the Lord Jesus. But he says in verse 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. And I this is so faith building. Praise the Lord, because yes, if we are connected to the vine, if our hearts are right, we have faith, we're living in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, then his story is going to be our story. Amen. Praise the Lord, and the privileges and the blessings that are given his people. It says, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, our God comes to our rescue. Oh, yes. Oh, my. There's nothing too hard for him. And oh, yes, he wants us to come to that throne of grace and make our petitions known to him. Amen. And look at this. Yes, he says, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Praise the Lord. We ask, of course, according to his will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it goes on. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples, or under his discipline. Praise the Lord. Yes, and yes, if that's the life you're living, if it's embedded in Jesus Christ, if you are abiding in him, oh yes, God is glorified through our living, through our existence. Praise the Lord. And yes, we are bringing forth much fruit. And yes, then therefore, it says, ye shall be my disciples. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it continues, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And surely we do know that Jesus Christ came into this world to do his Father's will. And oh yes, it all had been written, you know. He was fulfilling the will of God. And he was also abiding in his love. And yes, that's another indicator that we are in Jesus Christ. Because yes, we will desire to keep his commandments. Amen. We will do it to the best of our knowledge and ability. Just as Jesus went forth to do his Father's will. Amen. He goes on to say, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's such a fulfillment in working for the Lord and doing his will. You know, such a happy feeling to witness to somebody and, oh, yes, have them respond and bring such a joy that the world cannot produce in any manner. And praise the Lord, it also fulfills the joy of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, because that is his good pleasure. Oh, yes, that his children would follow after him and do his will. Oh, praise the Lord and bring others to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, what an amazing thing. But the necessity here is that we be engrafted into that vine. Oh yes, that we stay in that vine, that we abide in that vine. And yes, because we are in the vine, because we are keeping his commandments. Oh, praise the Lord, because we continue in his love. Praise the Lord, we bring forth fruit. We bring forth fruit, good fruit. And of course, you know, we need to decide what fruit is in this case. Amen. We're just not talking about Anna's apples and bananas right now, are we? No, but oh yes, we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, it tells us Galatians, the 5th chapter. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And he goes on to say in verse 24 here in Galatians chapter 5, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Oh yes, we have died out to the old man. We have died out to sin. In other words, we have crucified the flesh. Amen. So we're not living on the impulses of the flesh, but we have committed our life to the Lord Jesus so that we can fulfill and do his will. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. No, we want the attributes that were in Jesus Christ to be the attributes that are in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit. Oh, yes, the very characteristics that were in Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, yes, such a contrast to the ways of the flesh. Oh, yes, that other list that is listed here in Galatians 5. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, which Paul writes here, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, what a contrast it is, those that walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit. But oh yes, those that are engrafted in, those that are abiding in Jesus Christ, those that are doing his will, praise the Lord, oh, will bear forth fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, praise the Lord, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against all of these, there is no law. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So yes, it's made clear in John, the 15th chapter, the need to abide in Jesus Christ. The need to abide in him, for it's plainly told us in that chapter that without him we can do nothing. Oh my, and certainly we could never bring forth fruit without abiding in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So having read that, I'd like now to go to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Praise the Lord. And this chapter just tells so much. But oh yes, we want to not forget the things of God, the things of his word, oh, his commandments, his ways, his judgments, his statutes. We want them to be lodged in our hearts. And oh yes, this portion of scripture, of course, we know that Moses is telling the Israelites these things before his death. And all these relevant things, he's reminding them. Oh yes, he wants them to stay true. He wants them not to forget. He doesn't want them to look back. He wants them to remember how the Lord has delivered them and set them free. And oh yes, this chapter is a part of the portion of all these good things that Moses is admonishing the Israelites before his death. Amen. Let's look at this here. Deuteronomy 8, verse 1. So here he says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And of course, you know, at this moment, they had not realized what God had ordained for them to do. Oh, they fell away. They got in trouble. They had to wander in the wilderness 40 years. Yes, because they kind of got forgotten. They kind of got forgetful, and they kind of, you know, just forgot how the Lord delivered them and what he was able to do. And oh my, they started to think in the flesh. And oh my, get thoughts that certainly did not please the Lord, thoughts that did not build faith. In fact, oh my, they brought these thoughts, brought them into the state of unbelief. Oh my, such unbelief that they could not enter into Canaan, that first generation, that older generation, oh my, that had to wander those 40 years. Of course, the youngers were with them too, but oh my, it was the older generation that was not able to go into Canaan land, which was God's promise. I know his provision and that which he had prepared for them. But let's read a little bit more here. It says, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And so, those details that happened while they were in the wilderness were part of God's testing. You know, he had wonderful things for them on the other side of Jordan. All his promises and all the good things that he had preserved for them. But, you know, they weren't going to get there until God knew what was in their heart. And oh yes, whether or not they would keep his commandments. So he had a purpose, yes, you know. He was going to take them through this wilderness. And as we read a little bit more in this chapter, we realize, oh my, there is no way they would have got through this wilderness without the Lord. Let's read a bit more. You know, it says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. He was testing them, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. In such a detail. Oh yes, you know, we know that we have to have food to sustain our physical being. And yes, these Israelites, they needed food to get through the wilderness. But there is a greater point that God wanted them to understand. He was serious about, you know, their thinking and you know, their understanding, their purpose, and, you know, what they were made of. And he wanted them to realize that you are not just sustained by physical bread alone. But there is something deeper. There is something greater than the natural bread that nourishes our bodies. There is something that feeds our soul. And oh yes, it's the Word of God. Oh, it's the breath from heaven. Oh, it's the Spirit of the living God. And yes, this is a point that God wanted these Israelites, whom he called forth as a nation, as his own people, his own peculiar treasure. There was a point that he wanted them to prove, oh yes, that, you know, it wasn't going to be just the physical things that would cause them to follow Jesus Christ. And literally at this time, Jesus wasn't revealed, but God. And, you know, but it needed to be something deeper inside, you know, a deep regard for the ways of the Lord, for his commandments, for his precepts, for his ways. Amen. So yes, this was part of the process when he took them into the wilderness to humble them and to prove them, or to test them, in other words, so he would know what was in their hearts. Now, you think God doesn't test us? You know, I mean, do we follow God just because, you know, it brings forth blessings? Or is there something deeper? God wants us to go deeper. He wants there to be something deeper within our beings. Oh yes, a love for God, for his word, for his ways. Oh yes, oh, for his promises. Oh, something that is deep within, so that, you know, we don't follow him just because, you know, yes, we'll be blessed and, you know, it seems good, but oh my, you know, it needs to be something deeper. Oh, because we love him and we want to please him. We want to glorify him. Oh yes, we want to prove ourselves faithful. Praise the Lord, we want to be his children, his beloved. Amen, praise the Lord, yes. Oh, that it would be proven that we don't live just by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And of course, Jesus used that verse when he was tempted of Satan there. Oh yes, there, beginning of his ministry. Oh yes, when he was led out, oh, into the wilderness. Oh yes, to fast those 40 days and nights. Oh, after he was baptized in the Jordan River. And yes, he was tempted of the devil during those 40 days when he did eat nothing. When they were ended, he was hungry. And we know the devil came unto him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And of course, you know, yes, naturally after you finish a fast, you want to eat. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Amen. Oh yes, there is something deeper that we need that nourishes our souls and feeds our souls. And if we don't have that bread from heaven, if we don't have the word of God, we're going to starve our souls. And Jesus used that, oh, that quote from Deuteronomy 8:3, oh yes, to rebuke the devil. Oh yes, when he was being tempted there in Luke, the 4th chapter, and also Matthew, the 4th chapter. Amen. Actually, the 4th verse in each of those two chapters. Praise the Lord. So yes, Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And then it goes on to tell us a little bit more. Yes, you know, Moses is again causing them to remember how the Lord delivered them and all their walk in the wilderness those 40 years. He says in verse 4, Moses to the people, thy raiment, or in other words, thy garments, wax not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. And that's an amazing thing. As they walked in the wilderness, their clothes must have grew with them or kept with them, and they didn't get old. And wow, all that walking, and yet their feet did not swell. Praise the Lord. That's God. Oh, yes, that's amazing. That's a miracle. And it goes on to say, thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. And praise the Lord, there is a reason for that. You know, if we just turn for a moment to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, we get some insights into the chastening of the Lord. And it's clearly told us, that 12th chapter of Hebrews, that it's not pleasant, that it's not enjoyed. Oh my, there's a reason for it. And we're told not to despise the chastening of the Lord. We're told not to faint when we are rebuked of him. And oh yes, he goes on to say, Hebrews the 12th chapter, it says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Tells us in verse 7 here, the 12th chapter of Hebrews, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Oh my, and that really is a revealing thought. And that's, oh my, how important it is to be disciplined by our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, if we are his disciples, we will be under his discipline. He goes on to say, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily, for a few days, chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. We see that there is a great cause. God sees it necessary. Oh yes, a part of that process. Oh yes, where he's refining us. Oh yes, and oh, he's making us worthy to enter into the kingdom of heaven, so that we can be partakers of his holiness. And then it tells us, verse 11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Oh, so you see, it yields something very beneficial, something very needful in our lives, the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Oh yes, it's for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But going back to Deuteronomy chapter 8, it tells us in verse 6, therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Amen. And praise the Lord, we know our God will prove himself faithful if we'll just walk with him, if we'll just keep his commandments, and of course, if we will fear him and have that respect that we need. Oh, yes, so that we can prove ourselves to be faithful, to be servants of the living God. Oh, yes, because, yes, there, these Israelites, there was something to be attained. They had not entered into the promised land, the land of Canaan. And oh yes, that was God's promise. And oh yes, it's told here, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of those, out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Oh, this was their destination. Oh, these are the good things that God had provided for them. Oh, yes, they were in sight. Oh, yes, if they just could, oh, yes, go the rest of the way and arrive at their destination. Oh, yes, and you know what? We have a destination too, don't we? Oh, yes, we have a destination in heaven. Oh, we are looking for that city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we are told, oh, yes, that there is a heavenly place which eyes have not seen nor ears have heard. Oh, the good things that God has reserved for them that love him. Oh, yes, we have so much to attain. We have these goals. And oh, yes, if we could just keep on the straight and narrow way, looking to Jesus and abiding in him. Oh, praise the Lord. We will make our destination. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The Israelites had that hope of that good land that the Lord had prepared for them. But oh yes, we are looking, oh yes, for that heavenly destination. Oh, it tells us, Isaiah 64, verse 4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Oh, the treasures on the other side. Oh, the things that God has reserved for his people, an inheritance, oh yes, that awaits those that love him and serve him and abide in him. Praise the Lord, who keep his commandments, his will, his ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh yes. We are told in 1 Peter, the first chapter, we have that there, you know, we have that description of that which awaits the children of the Lord. Oh, yes, it says in 1 Peter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. It's a hope that's deep within. Praise the Lord. And oh, it's a hope, oh, that goes to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Praise the Lord. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be reserved or ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, we go through trials. We go through hard moments. In fact, it talks about those trials as this chapter continues. Verse 6 tells us here, 1 Peter 1, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. In verse 9 says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Oh, praise the Lord, the things that God has reserved for his people, that inheritance that's incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, and it's reserved in the heaven for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So yes, here in this 8th chapter, Deuteronomy was pointing to Canaan land, which had been promised to the Israelite people. But then there's a warning here. Verse 10 bears out, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Once they got there to Canaan land. But oh yes, here it is. Now listen here. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied. Oh, there is a danger when things seem too smooth and they are going, pretty good. There is a danger. It tells us in verse 14, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Oh, that human tendency to forget. Oh, it's going well. Things are good. Oh, yeah, I've got my home and my family. And, oh, you know, I've got good health and so on. And, oh, my, you know, man can get too proud. And man, and, of course, women too, certainly can forget how the Lord got them there, how they have been blessed. And oh, one's heart can be filled with pride. It can be lifted up, and oh my, then all at once, you know, oh, it's going good. And oh, you know, there's, oh, you know, that lack of understanding on how we need the Lord, how we need to abide in the vine, and that, you know, without him we could do nothing. And so Moses is warning them in these verses here in Deuteronomy 8. Oh, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Oh, yeah, to forget how once we all were living in that world of sin, that place of bondage where, oh my, we're just doing the things that we wanted to do, so we thought. Maybe even thought it was jolly good, for all I know. But oh my, we didn't realize until the Lord revealed it that we were in the bondage of sin. Oh, that we were in a den of iniquity. And oh, that we were without hope, oh, of eternal life. And oh, yes, these Israelites are being warned, yes, because, you know, you just got to keep remembering things when they turn around and you finally get to that place that you have been headed for these 40 years. I mean, when you finally get there, oh my, don't forget, it was God that got thee to that place, that brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Don't forget, you know, you might have that tendency, you know, that pretense that, you know, that, you know, you just might get just thinking that things are good and you know, well, maybe I don't need the Lord quite as much. And oh yes, what they needed to remember, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do good at that latter end. Oh, I realized when I was reading this, they would not have made it through the wilderness without God. I don't know if they would lasted more than a couple days. Oh, it was a terrible wilderness. There were fiery serpents, there were scorpions, there was drought, there was no water. Oh, there was no food that they could pluck out of the grass. So it seems. And oh yes, they would have been in such trouble had God not had mercy on them, had God not led them forth. Oh yes, if he had not brought forth manna to sustain their bodies, to feed them all in the wilderness, if he would not have brought forth water out of the rock, oh my, they would have been in great jeopardy. They would not have survived. Oh my, they couldn't have done it. And yet, here at this point, do they remember? Do they perceive what God had done for them and the mighty miracles that he brought forth in order for them to get through that place? Do they understand that? Oh my, yes, God allowed it. He didn't make it easy. Oh my, it was a part of his plan. In taking them through that, he was causing them, to prove themselves, to realize their great need for him. Oh yes, to have a heart of gratitude and thankfulness for the ways that he was sustaining them. But oh my, we know that there were many periods of in their walk through the wilderness where, you know, they murmured, they complained. Oh, they were not thankful. Oh my, you know, they looked to themselves and oh my, had all kinds of moments of discouragement and bitterness and murmuring and complaining. All of those things, oh my. You know, Moses knew those people quite well. He had to live with them those 40 years and lead them, and there's no way that this could have been an easy job. But you know, Moses also realized that human tendency to forget. And oh yes, to go astray, and oh yes, if things got good, that oh my, they might forget altogether. And of course, we know that through time, those Israelites do not do too well. In fact, when we get to the book of Jeremiah, we realize that by that time, yes, Jeremiah, the prophet of God, was warning them that they were going to be delivered to the Babylonians because they obviously had forgotten. They had obviously looked to themselves and to the ways of the heathens. And finally, you know, they got to that place where their faith was not in God. They were not being subject to the word of God, to his commandments, to his laws, to his statutes. They had forgotten the necessity to remember. Oh yes, and to keep it in mind. Oh yes, the need to look to God. Oh, the need to remember. Oh yes, that without him we can do nothing. And here is Jeremiah chapter 2 crying out. He says in verse 4 here of the second chapter, Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Oh, man's tendency to forget. Oh, yes, the children of Israel had been victims to their forgetfulness, their waywardness. And oh, yes, when things were going better, oh, my. They looked to man. They looked to man's ways. And pretty soon, oh, yes, they were looking to the ways of the heathen. Oh, yes, and they were doing the ways of the heathen. They were doing things that were abominations to Almighty God and defiling the land that he had given them. Oh, how sad it was, how hard to hear. Priests that were supposed to be leading them, but yet they didn't even know the Lord, and asking, where is the Lord? Those that handled the law that didn't know God. Pastors were there to shepherd them, but they were transgressing against God. And prophets that were prophesying by Baal, walking after things that do not profit. Oh, how it goes if we forget, if we do not look to God, if we do not keep in his word, if we do not study to show ourselves approved, if we do not bend our knees to cry out to the living God. Oh, that tendency. Yes, and here, yes, Moses wants them to beware, to think upon this. Oh, yes. God had taken them through the wilderness. They were getting ready now to cross over that Jordan River and into Canaan land. But oh my, you know, things would be different on that other side, especially once the Lord had given them rest from their enemies. But oh my, they're warned here in verse 17, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. In other words, they were thinking they did it themselves. They got it through their own abilities and through their own intellect, you know, through their own works. Oh, exactly how we must not think. No. And oh, yes, they forgot how God had got them through that wilderness. Oh, even the crossing of the Red Sea, they never could have done that without God. Oh my, they were in a great trouble. Oh yes, there was the great Red Sea before them, and there was the enemy behind them. The Egyptians would follow them, and they were trapped. But God had mercy on them. Amen. And God opened up the Red Sea so that they had a way to cross over. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, he made the enemy to drown. Oh, yes, so that they could not pursue, so that they could not follow. Oh, my. So, yes, the Israelites would be in safety. Praise the Lord. And out of the hand of the enemy, the Egyptians in that case. Oh, they had forgotten. They forgot how the Lord led them through that terrible wilderness. Like I said, they would not have made it without God's help. Oh my, you know, after a while things got better, yeah, and then, yes, they're being warned. She don't say it's my power, the might of mine hand hath got me this wealth. But oh, Moses is warning them, verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Oh, the consequences if they forgot the ways of the Lord, if they wandered into their own ways and gave credence to their own abilities, so they thought. Oh my, if they forgot, there would be consequences, severe consequences, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Oh, it's so important to keep in mind, it is God that sustains us. It is God who keeps us. Oh yes, truly, yes, he is the vine and we are the branches. As he said in John the 15th chapter, for without me ye can do nothing. Oh, lest we forget, and look to man. Forget, oh my, that we need the Savior. Oh, that we need him to guide us, to lead us. We would never get to heaven, our destination, without God. Oh yes, there are severe consequences if we forget. But oh, it's such a blessing that we have God's word to turn to, the pages that are written. Oh yes, that we might be admonished so that we continue on this road of life and make it to our destination. Oh, that heavenly place that he has prepared for them that love him. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. It tells us 2 Peter, the first chapter. It tells us in verse 3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. Oh yes, as we walk with the Lord, we want to grow. Oh yes, we want fruit. Oh yes, to be a part of our life in Christ. Oh yes, it's going to take faith to even come to the Lord, but oh, we want to add to that faith. Oh yes, as we grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to add virtue. Oh, defined as moral excellence. Oh yes, a life, oh, that we can live in the Lord without reproach to our God, without shaming him or degrading him. Oh yes, because we're living a life according to his plan and his purpose, his will. And to that virtue, we want to add knowledge, oh, the knowledge that is in his and is in the scripture, striving to be like the Lord Jesus. To that knowledge, temperance, so praise the Lord. Oh yes, that self-control, that self-restraint that we so desperately need. And to that temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. All these attributes that are not easily acquired. To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, charity. Oh yes, growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, developing the fruit of the Spirit and letting him grow in us as we are partakers of his divine nature. Praise the Lord. For it tells us in verse 8 here, 2 Peter, in the first chapter, for if these things be in you and abound, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, this is how we grow in the Lord. This is how we bear fruit. Praise the Lord, this is how we get to our heavenly destination. But it tells us, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Oh, we don't want to forget what the Lord Jesus has done for us. Oh, how we met with him. Oh, yes, how he made himself known unto us so that we might be partakers of his divine nature. Oh, praise the Lord. We didn't do it of our own accord. No, there was nothing like that at all that brought us to Christ. It was his mercy and his grace, oh yes, that call to eternal life. And here we are told, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. Oh, diligence means your very best effort to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Praise the Lord. Oh, give diligence. Oh, my. Oh, eyes on the goal, going forward, you know, looking to Jesus Christ, realizing that we must abide in him. We could not do it without him. There is no way, and we must not forget. Oh, yes, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then he says in verse 12, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Oh, yes, Peter, too, was well aware of our tendency, our propensity to forget. Oh, yes, you know, to get involved in life, and, oh, my, you know, neglect things that are most important. But here, Peter gave us a flowchart, you could say. Things that we can establish in our life. Oh yes, so that we can grow in the Lord and strive to be like Jesus Christ. Attributes that do not come easily, no, without being in Christ Jesus, we could never be like the Lord. But oh yes, by his grace and mercy, oh yes, abiding in the vine, realizing truly without him we could do nothing. There is no way that we can bear fruit without Jesus Christ. But praise the Lord, oh yes, letting him lead and guide, taking his word seriously. Oh yes, leaning on him, not forgetting how he brought us out of that miry clay, oh, out of that old life, out of that old man, out of that old past. Oh yes, how he talked to our hearts and all caused us to yield our lives over to Jesus Christ. Oh, to repent, oh yes, and to obey the command to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, and oh yes, to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord, all the wonderful things that he has done for us in leading us and guiding us, taking us out of the world. Oh yes, that we might be participants and partakers of his divine nature. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we want to always keep it in remembrance. We don't want to forget. Just as Moses was reminding the Israelites, oh my, they must not forget how God delivered them, how he brought them out of Egypt, how he helped them to cross the Red Sea, how he delivered them from the enemy, and oh yes, how he took them through that terrible wilderness. Oh yes, this life is a wilderness. Oh yes, oh my, there are things that happen that we don't always appreciate. Oh, things that we don't always understand. But oh, we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord has allowed certain things to befall us so that we can be established in his kingdom, so that we can grow in his kingdom. So, yes, that old man can be purged out of us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And, oh, yes, with his help and with his, goodness to us, Lord, his great mercy and strength that he gives us, oh, my, we can go forward with diligence to make our calling and election sure, for we are told in this first chapter of 2 Peter that if we do these things, add to our faith virtue, and into virtue knowledge, into knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, into patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness charity. Oh my, there's no way you could have charity without the Lord or these other attributes. Oh, praise the Lord. But if we can do these things, oh, yes, we are assured of an entrance, an abundance entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Remembering, oh, yes, what he has done for us, and that without him, we could do nothing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. We know that we could do nothing without you, Lord. Oh, God, help us not to forget what you have done for us, how you brought us out, how you delivered us. Oh, God, how you changed our mindsets. Oh, God, oh, Lord, our thinking, our ways of life, our pursuits, oh, Lord. You made us new creatures in Christ, Lord, and we could not have done it of our own accord. Oh, God, help us to never forget, but always remember what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
In
closing, we're going to open our chorus books to number 66 and sing Jesus I'll Never Forget. Number 66. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you've brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no. Bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.